Good morning. This is Pastor David Young at Bethel Lutheran Church in Winchester, Virginia, and the Deeper Faith, Wider Love podcast. It's great to be able to share with you again during this Advent season. We have entered it per this last Sunday, December 1st, first Sunday of Advent, the season of waiting, the season of anticipation. And it really is a countercultural season because so much of the culture has already moved on to Christmas and has already begun listening and singing Christmas carols. I grew up in a household that actually did that very well. My mom loves Christmas, and we always were listening. And, you know, in many ways, that is part of the anticipation time, is being able to be reminded of the great good news of Christmas and what that is and what that is about. And it is a wonderful season, it truly is, because we are anticipating a great celebration, one that has become cultural, but one that is really steeped in the great good news, Christian message of God's embrace of the world, of God coming near, of God's encounter, of God's incarnation in the person of Jesus, in the little babe of the manger. That God is such that God comes near, God comes to those who are on the margins, that God comes and blesses with a word of promise, a word of hope, a word of renewal. Indeed, a word of challenge and change, but that is what we give thanks for. And so we anticipate that great celebration throughout this Advent season. And as part of that here at Bethel, we are doing some really fun things. We just had our Advent wreath celebration on Sunday night, December 1st. We gathered to make Advent wreaths and had a great turnout for that potluck gathering. And throughout the Lenten season, we will be gathering on Wednesday nights, often like how we do, very much like how we do during Lent, for midweek opportunity to worship using Holden Evening Prayer. And we'll be doing that around the theme, a three-week theme called Sing to the Lord a New Song. And we'll be looking at three songs of the faith that are part of the Christmas and right after Christmas experience in Scripture. We are looking tonight, gathering this evening, the 4th of December. We'll be gathering this evening and be looking at the song of Mary's song, the Magnificat. And we'll be talking about that message. We will then follow that up next week by looking at Zechariah's song, the Benedictus. And then follow that up by looking at Simeon's song, the Nunc Dimittis. And called the three songs of the Christmas time, and their songs of the faith. And so our theme is Sing to the Lord a New Song, and thinking about that in anticipation of what it means to be celebrating the incarnation, the birth of Christ into the world. We'll also be gathering in this Advent season, doing some other fun things. Our youth are gathering for Christmas caroling this Sunday, also going out to our shut-ins. The youth will be having a Christmas party then the following Saturday. And we'll be gathering as a congregation on the 22nd, that Sunday evening, to have a activity called Bethlehem Bound. It is all in one night, putting together a Christmas pageant, and it's a really neat experience. We did that a couple years ago. We'll be doing that again. So Bethel's got that going on, and then of course our Christmas in a Barn worship on the 24th at 3, and then our Christmas Eve candlelight service at 8 here at Bethel. So a lot of things happening as we head into this season. But I would hold up for us the wonderful gift of God's encounter of the Advent season. And like I said, my mom loves listening to Christmas music all year, and I think that that's appropriate. It's wonderful to be able to have that reminder of God's love and grace. So I give thanks for her, and I give thanks for the way in which she always helped to make it an anticipatory time for us in our house. And I look forward to the ways in which I will continue to listen to music at different times that does that for me as well during this Advent season, finding joy in the wonderful songs of the faith, and also the wonderful hymns and the Christmas songs that have become a part of this season. They do lead us to a time of remembering God's embrace and the Christ child and the wonderful promise that brings with it. This Sunday, we will be gathering around the narrative lectionary and actually gathering around the words of Ezekiel and the story of the dry bones. And I think that's a wonderful image for us, too, as we anticipate this Advent season, as we go through this Advent season of anticipation. Because So often in our lives, we find ourselves in dry moments. We find ourselves in moments of struggle, of pain, of hurt. We find ourselves wondering where new life will happen for us, where we can be reanimated for our own experience of joy and peace and grace for what God wants for us. And so, in a very real way, this story reminds us that the reanimation that we look for, that we pray for, indeed, in our lives and in our lives of faith, is possible because of the gift of God coming near. That God is the God who brings about new life out of death. God is the God who brings hope in the midst of hopelessness, that brings promise in the midst of uncertainty. The God who indeed brings the gift of reconciliation amidst brokenness and those fractured parts of our lives. So as we hear that lesson this Sunday, we'll be considering and thinking about the ways in which God is reanimating our own lives, helping us to experience in new and powerful ways the promise of God's breath that restores us and renews us. And I would ask and invite you to do the same thing in your own lives as you seek those wonderful moments of peace and grace and the ways in which God is surprisingly encountering you as well. And so I just wish and pray God's blessings upon you. Please join us here at Bethel if you're around, Winchester, for any and all of the different experiences of worship that we have. One more thing I will invite you to is this Sunday at Adult Forum, our class that we have in between our worship services, the Chemnitz. Howard and Arlene Kimnitz will be sharing about our wonderful ministry in the Philippines and the way in which that's impacting the world and the way in which our ministry and support of that ministry is impacting the world. So pray, Lord. I pray that the Lord is with you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. That he looks upon you with favor and gives you peace. Until then, may you grow deeper in faith and wider in love.